react to life circumstances? Or do we respond to them by making well-thought-out choices? Let's learn the art of responding to life through this hilarious episode. Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, was sitting in a restaurant, sipping a cup of coffee. A group of old ladies and gentlemen were sitting on the table nearby. They were frightened out of their wits when a cockroach entered the restaurant and chose to sit on the dress of one of them. That lady screamed and yelled and stood up in the hope that the cockroach would be frightened away. This set off a chain reaction, with all of them standing up and screaming. In the meantime, the cockroach seemed to have had enough of the moving platform of this lady, and it took off into the air, this time to land on the dress of a second of them. It was now her turn to scream and shout. The cockroach decided this was also not suitable. It took off into the air a third time and now landed on the face of an elderly gentleman. He shouted and pandemonium broke loose. In the meantime, the waiter entered. He wondered what was going on. When the cockroach took off into the air again and landed upon guess whom? The waiter himself. But the waiter was calm and composed. He froze, he chose not to move, allowing the cockroach to settle down. And when he found that the cockroach is at ease, with a cloth he grabbed it, took it outside the restaurant and released it into the free air. Sundar Pichai, who was watching the scene, wondered that what was it that caused these ladies and gentlemen to become so chaotic? Was it the cockroach? If it was, then why did the cockroach not disturb the waiter as well? He then realized a truth of life. It is not the circumstances that come to us that lead to our chaos, but our inability to handle them. The next time when you are caught in a traffic jam and you become agitated, remember, it is not the traffic jam, but your inability to cope with the situation. The next time when your boss is scolding, creates disturbance in you, remember, it is not the boss, but your inability to handle his harsh words that are creating the disturbance. The next time when your husband or wife's shouting leads to the robbing of your joy, remember again, it is not your spouse, but your own ineptitude in handling that situation. So often, little things disturb us because we make the mistake of reacting to them, not responding to them. When you react to agitations on the outside, you are choosing to behave like a slot machine. You know the slot machine? You put in a coin, press the buttons, this is the response that will come out. So when we are reacting, we are forfeiting our ability to choose our response. To live a life of purpose and manifest the highest potential in our life, we need to stop reacting to situations and choose our responses to them. One husband and wife who had been married for a few months came to Dallas, and the husband introduced his wife to his paternal uncle Chacha. The Chacha looked with great paternal affection on the young lady and said, "Does your husband make you happy?" The husband thought of the good times they had had together, and he assumed she would say yes. But she said no. "What? No, my husband does not make me happy. He does not make me sad either. My happiness does not depend on my husband or the time, place, or circumstance. It is always a choice that I make. When I free my husband from the responsibility of making me happy, I remove a huge burden that is on his shoulders, and I enable myself to choose in accordance with the highest purpose of my life." We do have the freedom to choose, but every choice brings with it consequences that we must bear. When we overeat, we are choosing a life of ill health. When we behave harshly with others, we are choosing others to behave harshly with us. When we treat others with love and care, we are choosing to be treated by them with love and care. To make your life a success, realize this opportunity to make choices and utilize them well. Let me read an excerpt on this topic for you from my latest book, 7 Divine Laws to Awaken Your Best Self. Birth is fixed, for we did not choose our parents. We will also not choose the circumstances of our death. Between these two determinants of birth and death, the field of life unfolds and presents us with an array of choices. We select our thoughts, priorities, emotions, and behaviors. Every choice veers our life upward or downwards, one teeny weeny bit. By itself, the individual moments do not seem to count for much, but as they accumulate with time, the difference becomes significant. Hence, the second divine law is the law of incremental growth, which states personal excellence and life mastery can only be achieved by consistent small steps of incremental improvement. How will we take these steps to lead a life of purpose and achieve our highest goals is what we are discussing. Do stay with us for the remaining episodes of this series, Purpose of Life.
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai
Subscribe now to the JK Yog Music Channel on YouTube.